Good morning, Skrull Nation. Today is Friday, October 6th, and this is Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. You're listening to Skrull Radio, hurried but well-considered thoughts about peer writing, tutoring, and the writing process, brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, a.k.a. the Aqua Bowl, or UCWBL. I'm your host, Brendan, joined today, as always, by the lovely and talented Kate Harrington. Kate Harrington, how are you doing?
I'm great. It's starting to feel like fall outside. I got to wear a scarf today. Ooh. It's like officially my season, so I'm good.
It's very exciting. You may have noticed that I referred to you as your first name, or sorry, your full name.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Because you're not the only Kate in the room, but we're going to get back to that in just a minute. Because today we are talking about, really, we're doing what we do best today, and that is talking about ourselves. We are talking about what it means to be a writing center, what it means to be a peer tutor, and what peer tutoring is at the writing center, and how we kind of teach ourselves to do it every year. So before we get to any of that, I want to get to our guests. Please welcome Skrull Nation into the studio. First, we'll start with our up-and-coming peer tutor, Kate M. Kate, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm so good. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here, even though you're another Kate. We're going to have to fight.
Yeah, there can only be one.
Kate is a new tutor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brand new.
Brand new, fresh off the presses.
A sophomore.
Oh, yeah.
What's your major?
Philosophy.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, thanks for being here.
That's pretty cool.
And also us in the studio is still a new Aquabler, but not quite as green, I guess. Please welcome into the studio Aaron H.
Hello, I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And Aaron, what is your official title at the Writing Center?
I'm one of the associate directors at the Aqua Bowl and the director of the Writing Center.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here. She is it.
Yeah. She's the real stuff.
Not that Kate M is any less real.
Right. Yeah. But exactly.
Okay.
Aaron's just a little more permanent, is all, right?
We hope.
Yeah.
We hope.
Yeah.
We
wow. Okay.
Segwaying.
Unless you know something I don't.
Yeah. Radio. Skrull Radio is the first and foremost authority on hiring practices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
they go through us first. Yeah.
Hey, is this Aaron okay with you? Okay. Anyway.
There's a separate interview process.
I was gonna say we should also probably mention that Gia is here.
Yeah. Hi.
Gia Z. What's up?
Nothing much, you know.
Just being ignored in the corner.
Yeah, basically.
Getting to you.
It's okay. I'm okay.
Executive producer, Gia Z.
Mm-hmm. Am I?
You haven't quite earned it yet, but I'm going to give it to you. And well, because we haven't done much yet.
I know.
We're still working out the whole podcast thing.
I think my official title is just co-host right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's, I think it's all okay. Robert ever was, too.
Yeah.
So, right. But in my mind and in my heart, he was. Anyways.
Yeah. R.I.P. Robert. Just kidding. He's not dead.
So we are talking about peer writing tutoring, and the best people to talk about it with are new tutors and new directors. And so I want to get a little bit more about each of your backgrounds. I think we should start with Aaron because, again, this is not your first radio. You've worked at writing centers, I believe, on the
her
east.
First radio or her first rodeo?
Did I say rodeo?
You
or?
Said radio.
You said radio.
It is my first rodeo.
Wow.
Yeah, which is exciting.
Okay.
But not her first rodeo.
Not first rodeo.
In terms of writing centers.
Aaron, where did you first, or I guess walk us through your writing center experience. What have you been up to?
Sure. So I've worked in writing centers for nearly a decade. I started as a graduate student tutor at Creighton University, where I finished my master's in 2010. And from there, I worked at Metropolitan Community College in Omaha as a professional writing tutor and a teacher of English. And then, very excitingly, I got my first full-time gig in writing centers when I moved to North Carolina, and I served as the assistant director of the University Writing Center at East Carolina University for the past 4 years, which then brings me to DePaul this summer.
Okay. And thank you so much for being here. There's been a lot of changes that we're going to hit on as the episode kind of progresses. Not a ton of changes, but you have, since you've been working here over the course of the summer into the fall, we've been doing a lot of new and interesting things. We're going to get to that in a second. But I want to get into more of general questions that we have for both of you guys. So I guess we have a ton of new Aquablers. Do you know how many new tutors we have at the Writing Center?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I think we have about 40 new people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And that's, huge for any writing center. How big was your writing center in North Carolina?
Well, we maxed out at 50 one semester when I was there, but our average was about 40. Okay. So to have 40 new people, that really comprised my entire past staff. So it's a lot to wrap my mind around. In addition to, everybody is new to me.
Right.
So to have a staff of nearly 80, that includes new people and returning tutors. It's very exciting, but lots of people to meet, lots of things to consider in such a big writing center.
Yeah. And I guess on a more philosophical level, I didn't even intend that to be a toss back to you, Kate M. In terms of your new coworkers, who are these people? What kinds of people have you been working with? If you were to like paint with a very broad brush, the kinds of coworkers you now have.
Well, everyone is so smart. I got to class on the first day and I was like, oh my God, they're so smart. They know everything. I was like, what am I doing here? But everyone's really nice and outgoing. So those are like the main three things I noticed. Like everyone is ready to talk, which is great because I'm always ready to talk.
Which is why you're in here now.
Yeah, because I love to talk, especially about myself.
How are you adjusting as a new tutor? Like how has your quarter been starting off training?
It was kind of like stressful at the beginning. I was like really worried that I was going to like mess up everything and like everyone was going to fail and then they were going to call and get mad at me or something.
So you were worried that like writers were going to fail their assignments and
I really
blame you?
They maybe were, but nobody's failed yet. And
not that you know of.
They probably haven't. I don't think they have. And they've all been really sweet. Like the writers are all just sweet.
Yeah.
They're just so wholesome.
So. The beginning of your time at the Writing Center has been
really positive. Yeah.
Really positive. Good. Glad to hear that. And what about you, Erin? How is your first quarter going?
It's going really well. It's an adjustment for me in terms of size, like I already talked about, in terms of number of tutors, but also in terms of time. I've always, not always, but most recently worked on semesters. So this idea of what is a quarter, 10 weeks goes very quickly, or halfway through the autumn quarter, and I don't feel that.
Yeah.
but things are happening pretty quickly. So in terms of the progression of the class and getting our new people opened up, which just happened this past week, I see that things are happening. We're moving right along. So it's an adjustment for me, certainly, but a good one as I learn kind of the ins and outs of the Uckable and how things go at the Writing Center here.
So you mentioned opening up, and I kind of some of the procedural stuff might get lost on members of Scrawl Nation who are not as intimately familiar with our hiring practices.
Sure.
So I guess let's talk about what it takes to become a peer tutor.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think we've done an episode on the application process.
Right, that's relatively recent.
What it takes.
So once you're in the door, once you've been accepted.
So once you've done your writing samples and your resume and
taught the skills,
letter of recommendation and letter of application and all that, and then you do your teaching demo and the interview and your draft and all of that.
And you get the job.
You're not in yet.
Like there's so more to do.
Right. So then you have the class, but before that is the all staff orientation. Yeah.
Right. So at the very beginning of the year, right before school starts, we get everybody in a room and we just kind of talk Uckable for a while.
This, but for 8 hours.
Yes. Basically, with more game shows. They usually
do more games. We should get
this year. There was a video content. There's video content that was exciting.
A documentary,
multimedia,
small documentary.
But then there is a class. How many jobs have you had? How many student worker jobs have you had that required a class, a full semester four credit class?
None.
Who wants to talk about the class?
I certainly do. I think
it's say, Aaron's
you're teaching
it. Class, right? Yeah.
Yes, that's true. And I, my own education, I was able to take an independent study to learn more about writing centers because I was definitely interested in what I saw happening in the writing center as a graduate student tutor. But I never really had a formalized education, if you will. And I think, I don't know if my experience is typical, but in terms of my experience as an administrator, I have taught a peer writing tutoring class at East Carolina and now here, and I think it's super valuable for new tutors. In my past experience, not everyone was required to take the class, so we had people coming at the work differently in terms of how they were trained and what preparation they had. So I think it's super valuable that there's consistency, that everyone gets the opportunity to take a class, gain experiential learning credit, and really learn on the job. So the fact that new tutors are working in the Writing Center while they're being trained, they can really put the things they're learning into practice, test some things out, explore that through their reflections and other class assignments. So then I think, I hope that folks feel a little more prepared as they're, like we talked about, getting opened up this past week when they're really starting to tutor on their own.
So then going back to the opening up phrase, so you take the class and then you work, I think you can only work a max of 10 hours your first quarter, correct?
10.
And then you use those hours to observe other tutors before you're ever opened up on the schedule to have your own tutors. And that's been just this past week everyone's gotten opened up. Is everyone open up now?
I think we're close if we're not entirely there. Matthew Pearson, the other associate director of the UCLA Bowl, and I are essentially co-teaching Word 395, so the undergraduate sections of our writing peer writing tutoring class. And Lori Dietz, the director of the UCLA Bowl, is teaching the graduate student course. So because of slight variations in those schedules, I think we're nearly there. Certainly, I think all of the undergrads are opened up as of Wednesday of this week. So some of them may not even had their first
appointments
shift on their own, so to speak. But
that's
yeah,
very exciting.
Good things are happening.
I kind of wanted to touch on why we only hire once a year. And I think we're kind of talking about why, which is that there's a lot of preparation that goes into being a peer writing tutor. But I know that I have like a lot of friends who will say, oh, like, how do I apply or when can I apply? And I have to tell them you have to wait until spring quarter. Do you have any insight on why we only do one round of hiring here?
Sure. It's essentially from my own experience in terms of my understanding of why that really works well at the UCLA Bowl and in our context here. In the past, I've worked at writing centers where hiring happened on an as-needed basis, which could be beneficial to fill spots or positions, essentially. But that meant that we're always training. And here, with the emphasis on this consistency of training, everyone taking the course and having that experience, it would be a little chaotic, I think,
yeah,
to teach
I agree.
The course every quarter and have new people coming on. So it takes a lot. I think we're front-loading the process, if you will, in terms of the academic year, but going through the training of the course and getting new people onboarded, getting returners up to speed of any changes from the summer, then will lead us into what I'm anticipating will be hopefully some smooth sailing in winter and
next quarters. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering, too, about... it was something about hiring. I can't remember now.
No.
I mean, in my, I'm the second greenest, I guess, tutor here.
The other baby.
Besides Kate. I was a new UCLA Bowler last year. So my second year at the UCLA Bowl. And I think that we put so much effort into the training and stuff of UCLA Bowlers, but I think it's also positive, like, to reflect on that when you work with writers. Cause like, I've had a lot of writers who are like, you know, not like, are you qualified for this? But like, you know, how are you qualified? Because I'm not an English major. I don't, you know, do this every day.
But telling them that.
But yeah, I'm like,
class,
I literally
like
took a whole
we have credibility,
class.
Yeah.
For, a super whole class for this.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too, is I remembered it. It's that I think it almost helps like new tutors to take it a little bit more seriously, the fact that we only hire once a year and that there is so much involved in the process. You know, like with say if we were training all year round or as on an as needed basis, I feel like that could just lead to like a lot of in and out and overturn of people.
Like, this tutor's ready, this tutor
and
isn't.
Kind of right. Thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think keeping it consistent maybe gives everyone, we're all in the same boat. We're all taking it seriously.
Yeah, I was thinking too, reflecting on UCLA Bowl core values, one of those being collaboration and one of our practices focused on building rapport. And of course, we want that to happen throughout the year. But I think by bringing a lot of new stuff, so to speak, in the autumn quarter, we can establish a baseline for collaboration, for rapport, and then continue to build on that. And I wonder if that allows us to go further in terms of our work. Like, I'm thinking about how we support each other in terms of goal setting.
Yeah.
And so starting with a baseline of that in the autumn quarter, and then we've established those relationships. We understand who we can collaborate with, so then we can work together on those goals throughout the year.
Yeah.
Sweet. We are going to take our first song break. Squirrel Nation, please enjoy Happy Together by the Turtles, because when we're together, we're happy.
We're happy.
That's all it is. That's all I'm saying. That was my cheesy... Anyways, goodbye.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think.
think about the girl you love and hold her tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
Welcome back, Squirrel Nation. Today we're talking about all things writing, centering, tutoring. Too many INGs. I apologize. But we're talking about ourselves. And we're talking about kind of the way in which we become the Aqua Bowl. And for a lot of us, the Aqua Bowl isn't just, it's not really a 9-to-5 job for many of us, but it's not just a student job, in part because we're dealing so intensely with writing and just by the nature of the work. But also, the workplace that is the Aqua Bowl is sort of unique. And part of that, I think, to Kate's earlier point, is about or stems from the way in which we hire. As you said, hire once a year, and those people tend to stick with us the entire year. And that creates community. Who wants to talk about community at the Writing Center?
I love what community at the Writing Center.
General question.
Yeah. I didn't have a more specific bent on it as developing it.
Well, I think that we foster a community through that Word 395 class, through that first day at orientation, right? Like that first day at orientation is the first time you see everybody that you're going to be working with. Yeah. That's one of the only times actually that we are all together. Because a lot of times, shifts, everyone has different shifts all over the place. So I think that's a great way to establish, like, here's all of us together. We're going to separate for the next 10 weeks and go do our own work, but we're all together on the...
Yeah. And I guess my question really was, I'm not saying you didn't answer, I didn't ask it.
Right. I just grabbed
talk
it
about community.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
What role does community have in peer writing tutoring? Like, what's the point? Why do we care?
Mm.
Like, what is the benefit that we can draw as a community, both as workers and for our writers when they come in? I have an idea that I can hit, but I want to answer my own question.
Disingenuine question?
Just to everyone.
No, I meant it. But like I have like
but you have an
idea.
Oh, okay.
If no one has any
well,
idea.
Well, I have a little thing.
Give me a little thing, dear.
We're taught pretty early on that your best resource is other tutors at the Writing Center.
I'm giving you so many finger guns.
Yeah. I mean, I use other tutors all the time during my appointments. If I can't, find an answer to something for a writer, I'm always like, hey, other person, you know anything about this? And the answer is almost always like, oh yeah, def, let me jump in here. But it's just nice to know that, I mean, I spend so much time at the Uckable, and a lot of us do. I almost half live there. And, you know, after a while, spending a lot of time with those people, the other, you know, tutors and stuff, you just become kind of like a tiny little family. And, you know, it's important to care, I guess, and, you know, incorporate yourself within that family.
Well, yeah, I think tutoring in the moment can feel like a very high stakes and sort of isolated activity.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You are dealing with someone's paper. You have one writer, sometimes two writers, but usually it's just one person, one paper, one professor somewhere in the void, like you're trying to appease.
Yeah.
And it can be terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can, like, reach over to Kate H. at the table next door and be like, how do you Chicago manual style?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's usually citation questions. It's usually citation. Yeah.
Like, where does the year go?
Yeah, you know APA?
Yeah.
That's probably been said about 20,000 times
Yeah,
in the history of the Writing Center. Hey, APA?
Well, and yeah. I think that's a part of it, too. Like, what you're getting at the heart of what we do is the writing and the writer. And I think to share one's writing really is a vulnerable act.
Yeah.
And so to do that in what feels like a safe or supportive space is important. And
yeah.
So I think that starts with the community that we build within the Uckable, so then we can invite writers to participate and feel comfortable participating.
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We get to kind of also be vulnerable with each other, which then translates into our work with writers for sure.
Yeah. I feel so bad when I always have writers who come up and they're like, they're so nervous, like, it's not very good. I wrote it when I was really tired, and I'm like, I'm sure it's great. So you're fine. But it's a nerve-wracking experience, and I think that the concept also that we're peers first, as well as tutors, really helps out in that kind of sense, where it's like, you know, I'm not an authority figure on this, like, I'm a student.
Yeah.
I write papers and stuff.
Yeah, that's a huge part of the community that we foster, is that we're all on the same playing field. You tutor, don't you, Erin? Yeah, you put in hours as tutors.
Yes, I've got a few hours a week and looking to expand that in the future.
See, so like even our directors are involved in, and, you know, not to say that you're coming down a peg to join us.
Not at all.
But you do still participate in the nitty-gritty tutoring work that we do.
So I want to go back to this class, because it is sort of like a compelling, weird battleground for learning things.
A battleground for learning things. Okay.
Which could be said of every class ever, but that's besides the point. The official title of the class is something like University, or it's a class on Writing Center Theory and Pedagogy, right? Pedagogy is the magic word that I didn't know how to say until like last year. I think I said pedagogy.
After you took the class?
It took me a while. Yeah.
So yes, he took the whole class and didn't know.
I never quite. I knew.
Yeah, you're right.
I knew, but I wasn't nailing it on a week to week basis.
I
was like
pedagogy.
Like it never quite
rolled
out the tongue exactly. But KM, you're learning a lot. Are you overwhelmed?
Yeah.
Are you? Where are you at?
Like, what are we doing right now?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we did like the. What's the one where you're like IMing with them? The online real time. So we just did that, and everyone was actually so confused. But it was nice because it was like different than a class where you have to do something, and then if you do it wrong, you get an F or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was like everyone just kind of got to mess with it, and like it was cool because Matthew was like, "Oh, how did you do that? Like, I don't know how to do it. I'm learning too. Like, how did you like do this one thing?" And like people were like sharing ideas with each other. So
I think that's a hugely important part, is that like when you're learning something in this class, it's not just to write a paper to get an A on it or whatever to go in your GPA. It's like, I'm going to go to my shift later and I'm going to need to know how to do this, what methods I want to use. Yeah, exactly.
Like a real world application.
Yeah, which I think that made me way more invested in the class than I may have been in other classes.
I agree.
Right. But so that's a very practical like use of class time. Like this is how you use an online application.
Yeah.
A lot of the classes is kind of more abstract and theoretical and pedagogical.
Pedagogical.
Is that right?
Pedagogical.
Yeah, Gian knows that word really well.
Yeah, I like that word a lot.
I appreciate your authority on that.
You're welcome.
I was just fluttering in the breeze.
I usually just let him suffer.
Aaron, what's the point? Like, why do we go into these classes with so much of that? And there's not like a, I should say, and I'm sure you'll hit on this, but there isn't like a right tutoring philosophy, right? There isn't a single one size fits all like hat that we're all wearing.
Certainly not. I think that would make our work boring, quite frankly, if that were the case, as well as ineffective, because there's certainly not one type of writer, one type of writing process, one type of writing prompt that people are responding to. So when there's that much of a variance, everything becomes very context specific. So any writing session is going to have a specific context in terms of who is the writer, what are they working on, what are their goals, what sort of expertise does the tutor have to relay to them. And so because there's so many varying situations that might come up, I think the crucial piece of the learning that happens is the idea of being flexible, flexible, and understanding different strategies that one can use in those different contexts. So in that way, it really does become sort of theoretical in terms of thinking about different approaches that one could use and being able to recognize those situations to then engage in flexibility when you're in sessions. I think, too, that it starts with knowing who you are as a learner and you're understanding your own writing process and the writing tools that you have at hand, and then sharing those openly with the writer at times when they might be helpful in terms of, oh, well, you're working on organizing your essay. Here's one way that I approach that. And if the writer responds to that, great. And if the writer doesn't, then we got to think on our toes a little bit, maybe draw in another peer tutor, like you all have mentioned, to think about a different strategy or approach.
I was just thinking, remembering as you were talking about this, I remember when I came into the writing center and we have all these, like, you have these sit downs with like your mentors in the writing center. You have all, and you're supposed to ask them questions. And I had so many specific questions that were not helpful.
Yeah.
Like, what's the best question you've ever asked a writer? Or like, what's a good, like, I was, they were like,
how to do,
I was just
tutor.
Missing
that,
the board.
Yeah, you were that new writer.
I had the
new tutor.
I had like this paintbrush and I was just like, God, like across the, and nothing was working. And my mentor was Rachel Hinton, who is now a reporter at the Sun-Times, is brilliant, and I admire her work each and every day. And she could not answer any of my questions because everything at the Workable is context specific. And so like when you're trying to like, what's the best question? Like, that's a completely dumb question.
Yeah, your question was a bad question.
It wasn't a good question.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too, is we've been talking a lot about, like, pedagogy, like, in a lofty sense. But really what it comes down to is, like, those readings are about, like, minimalist tutoring, right? And problem solving through writing and problem solving in the writing process and things like that. And I think,
working, like, as a collaborative whole.
Is that one of the...
No, but... We're collaborating.
Well, I'm trying to remember. I mean, I took the class 2 years ago now, but all those readings have like very specific like methods that we end up using in our tutoring. And I think that we talk a lot about like it's not as formulaic as I think most people would like it to be. Like we do have, you know, our rapport, exigence, agenda, methods, next steps, but still, as Aaron was saying, like it's every context is so different that you have to be able to have you. I feel like you just have to have the wide knowledge of how to do everything so that when you come to one specific situation, you can kind of figure your way through that one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, as you were talking, I was thinking about this quarter we started. One of our first readings was an article by Flower and Hayes that isn't specific to writing centers by any means, but is rather talking about composing and writing processes. And so that was a great piece, I think, to lay the groundwork in terms of thinking about all of these different types of approaches and strategies that one might use in their own writing. And then in class, layering onto that of, so how might we use these in tutoring writing and in approaching writers and engaging them in these different parts of their writing process?
Yeah. I think those readings were just so helpful for me.
They kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like every single time. And Kate,
I didn't know anything about tutoring or anything.
I want to throw it back to you. How has your like idea of what this job is going to be changed since you have started working here?
Oh my God. Okay. So
walk me through like what it was,
like
what happened, and now
prior.
What it is.
Yeah. So I was like pretty excited when I got this job. I really wanted it. And I knew it was going to be like intensive, but then I got to the orientation And I was like, whoa. I was like, this is going to be like all of it. Like, this is going to be like.
So the orientation made you think it was more intensive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it, like, and like then I started taking the class and I was like, oh, everyone, like that application process you're talking about, that was so so extensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of what I knew it was going to be. Just like my whole life. But
yeah.
It's kind of a lifestyle. Like, yeah, you walk in, it's like, this is a culture.
It's different than other jobs, especially like other campus jobs I've had. Like, it's so different than, I'm the tour guide too. It's so different than that.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, I just go to that and do it. I don't like think about that all the time.
Like, we have to think about writing and, yeah,
like,
I revising
have to, like,
all the time.
Thinking
yeah.
about like, whatever, checking the like the Slack and all that stuff and like staying on top of like my stuff. So it's definitely like, it was kind of like, I forget who's saying it. It's like a lifestyle. It's like your whole thing.
Yeah. So did you have any expectations like of what the class was going to be? Did you think it was just going to be like,
I thought it was
going to
be a lot
job,
like
training?
Harder, not
really?
Harder, but like, I thought, I thought it was gonna,
yeah, Aaron's,
I thought we were going to be like, editing papers every day. Like, I thought it was going to be like so much work and we were going to be writing like 5-10 page paper. I just thought it was going to be super hard.
That's interesting.
And like, it's more discussion, like figuring out what you want to do, which is way better. Because I thought it was just gonna be like
busy work.
Yeah, like busy work and just practice.
That's
and
interesting.
I'm glad it's not that for a lot of reasons.
What were your expectations of that Word 395 class?
I don't know if I had any, which is weird. But like, my opinion of tutoring changed pretty radically as I went along. Like, I came in and actually my we have to write a writing center philosophy every year, or a tutoring philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, my philosophy has always been kind of the story of how I started from coming in as like with an instructor's mentality to like a peer tutoring specifically mentality. So I came in as a my big like experience to sell market myself at the writing center was
swim.
Working as a swim instructor at the Cary pool in Northwest suburban Illinois. And I just talked about how I knew how to talk in front of kids and like I knew how to make them learn and da 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 da. Like, it was very much like me, authority, swimming, good. And
which we could have all picked up on.
Yeah,
your
right.
Authority. No, never mind.
Thanks. So I go into this this meeting and interview, and at some point Lori asks me what is the difference between being like, I think, a teacher and a peer tutor.
Dang.
And I had,
she pulled out the big guns.
She like click click.
She's like, okay,
look down the sights, is like, speak. And I whatever I said worked, and I
yeah, because you're here,
cause
now
I survived. And I think I just said like, well, peer tutoring, I just examining the rhetorical like context of her question is like, well, peer tutors are on the same level, and so they are contributing to the same body of knowledge. But as I was saying that out loud, it never occurred to me in my own head. I was like kind of streaming it together, and that was my first inkling that peer tutoring was not going to be what I expected it to be. And the class just kind of kept reaffirming that, and it never really changed.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, what is kind of like, what it, I might have just missed this. What is the
breaststroke? Is
here?
The easiest stroke to teach, if that's what you're wondering.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah, what?
I was going to say, what is like the, premise of your philosophy, tutoring philosophy?
I basically just.
Is it swimming related?
Is, no. Yeah. Do you incorporate this fact about the breaststroke in it?
No, but it kind of starts off with me saying, like, I came into this job thinking that my authority was going to be what set me up as a good tutor. Like, and someone who was, like, pretty confident about their writing, being able to come in and be like, here's how you make yours better. And that just wasn't the case. Yeah. And so I sort of walk between philosophies and show how each one contributed, like, a little iota of knowledge to what I now consider to be good peer tutoring practices for myself. And just, like, you get to the point where, like, it does become a level playing field, two individuals talking about writing and not me didactically explaining what APA citations are supposed to look like, even though you could do that.
We have a pretty similar philosophy.
Cool.
My philosophy is based around the fact that my high school had a writing center, which I worked at for a small period of time. And that was definitely more authoritative. And it was like students coming and being like, if I don't get an A, it's your fault because like you're the other teacher. And I'm like, no, I'm 16.
Yeah, literally.
I was like, I don't even have like a full driver's license.
Yeah, right.
Like, I still have to go home at 10. But my entire philosophy is based around the fact that peer is one of the most important parts of peer tutoring, and that not only is it like leveling the playing field and stuff, but it's just in creating that environment for a writer, because like I get a lot of writers who come in, they're nervous, and like I said before, and you know, not only am I helping a writer at the school, but I'm helping myself, and like I learn a lot in meetings and stuff, and yeah, so that's my philosophy, and your philosophy are pretty much the same.
There's something kind of, and I think it's what was actually the most interesting revelation that I had, I think, just this like whole philosophy process, is that it's kind of empowering to be a peer versus an authority. Like, there's a lot more pressure, and it's like you're either right or you're wrong when when you're in that authority role.
Like, we're in this
role.
Together.
Right, but yeah, peer tutoring is the acknowledgement that you are both improving at any given moment.
Yeah.
Whereas as an authority, like, there's less room for that kind of growth.
Yeah. So, Kate, you are going to have to write this tutoring philosophy. Have you been talking about it in your class at all yet?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. We, like, made appointments with, like, the head writing fellows, head writing tutors.
Amazing.
So mine's actually at noon today.
She's going to have to run over to the writing center.
I'm
going
to have to sprint my little legs all the way over there to start talking to Gabby about it. But hearing you guys talk about it, I'm kind of excited.
It is exciting.
To start thinking
I think
about
it's, like,
it.
A fun way to be able to... You know, we talk about all of the readings that we do and all of the knowledge that we learn about how to tutor, that being able to, like, pick a slice of it and say, like, this is mine, this is how I want to do it, it's just, like, really exciting. Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas for where you want to go?
I kind of don't really know yet. I like your guys' idea of, like, the peer part being, like, the most important, because, like, I like being able to connect with people. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, really important.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do theirs about, like, rapport being a really essential part of
tutoring. Yeah, that's my favorite part of it.
Yeah, right?
I like making the connection with people, mm-hmm. and then, like, it's more fun to work with them, and it's more fun for them to learn from you.
Mm-hmm. This is just a tip from a veteran Uckleblur, but when I was writing my philosophy autumn quarter, I was, like, very overwhelmed. I was like, I don't know what my tutoring philosophy is. Like, I'm 16, not really, but I was like, I feel like a baby. I don't know what I'm doing.
I have a curfew.
Yeah, right?
I felt like a 16-year-old for the duration of my adult life.
Yeah, basically. I feel 12 still, yeah. Anyways, that's beside the point. But I felt, like, just overwhelmed by how am I going to write this big thing about, like, my philosophy that seems like putting so much, like, weight on my opinion. But then I started reading about, I used Digication, and I looked through everyone else's, like, e-portfolios, and I started to see what their tutoring philosophy was. Which is where I got to start saying, like, okay, I like this part of it. That's not how I do it, but seeing more ideas, like, really helps. So if you get a chance, I would poke around other people's
e-portfolios.
You're welcome. I was going to say, Erin, you also have a tutoring philosophy. Did you have one before coming here, I'm assuming?
Yes, I did. It was part of my application even to work at the school and at DePaul. So I think what's maybe interesting for me is that I first articulated a philosophy when I did my independent study course about writing centers.
So that was back when you were doing your master's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. 2009, 2010, that year probably. And so since then, my career in writing centers has shifted into administration while still retaining, you know, peer tutoring at the heart of it in terms of doing tutoring every week. And so I've also written an administrative philosophy, and while they are two different documents, they really, at the heart of it, say the same thing in terms of my philosophical approach and what I believe to be true about writing centers. And so I think for me, it's rooted in a few things. So the first is that writing and writers have to be supported to empower themselves. So I really believe that we can't necessarily empower others, but we can create a space for people to empower themselves. And so within that space, as peer tutors, I see our role as helping a writer figure out the context they're writing in and to understand the expectations of academic discourse or professional discourse or whatever it is that they're writing in, but also to encourage and support the development of their voice as a writer. So I really think that good writing is a blend of those, meeting the expectations of whatever discourse one is writing in and retaining and emphasizing one's own voice and ideas within that discourse or particular assignment. So if that's my belief about what good writing is, then I think our role in supporting writers to achieve that really is based on developing rapport so that there's, again, like I talked about earlier, a safe or supportive space for somebody to take risks and to grow, as well as to be that it's a recursive process in terms of I'm here for you, and as you're writing, you can come back to the Writing Center, but also that I am learning simultaneously. So my growth is developing too. So then that translates into my admin philosophy in terms of the same idea that I think the way that I want to be here for writers as a peer tutor, I want to be here for my staff. So as a director, that I want to have an open door, that I want to demonstrate that I can learn as much from you as perhaps you can learn from me, that we develop rapport so that we can collaborate and work together. So it all really aligns for me. And so that's pretty exciting.
So you kind of see like the way that peer tutors can help create a space for writers to empower themselves. You see like administration as a way for tutors to empower themselves.
For sure. Wow. Yes, that's nicely
Very
said.
Very cool.
Yeah. Clearly Erin has her stuff together.
Yeah. And yet I do look forward to revising, to engaging in a goal setting process this year along with everybody. And seeing how my experience here might impact and shape my philosophy further.
I am so glad you mentioned something about goal setting, because we want to talk about goal setting. What?
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or do you want to go on a break?
We should take a break.
Okay, we'll talk about goal setting on the way on the flip side.
Okay, cool. Here is Foster the People with Best Friend, because we are collectively your best friend.
Welcome back, Scrawl Nation. We're here wrapping up our show about new tutors, about how we've hired a bunch of new people, how they've been doing. We have our associate director here and a new tutor, Kate M. We were talking a little bit about goals at the end of the last section. Want to keep talking about goals. I remember our first all-staff orientation, they told us that we had to make goals, and I was like, I have no idea how to do that.
Goals.
Goals. But they're a very important part of, everyone has to have at least 3 goals, correct? Yep. Is that the number?
Yep.
3 to 5, maybe? At least a handful of goals that we put into our little portfolio, and we, you know, check to make sure that we're hitting them. I know that we also have the SMART goals, they're called, which is... what's the S for? Specific, measurable,
attainable,
time.
Well, temporal? You missed R, but okay.
Oh yeah,
SMAT.
What is R?
I always forget.
Ooh. Relevant.
Relevant.
Time,
sure,
and then
sure.
I'm definitely missing one of them. Measurable, attainable.
You spelled smart. So.
Okay. Well, whatever. We all have to have those very specific parts to our goal, which we should all know better than I do. But, Kate, how have you been drafting your goals? Have you drafted your goals yet?
No, but I remember at the orientation, I made one goal I really liked.
Which was it?
And it was to have somebody, have a writer in a... session, and then have them want to come back and have another meeting with me.
Aww.
And it happened last week, and I was so excited.
Aww. Your first
and didn't you just,
appointment
I was
is always
it was
the
best.
It was your friend that you set up an appointment with me.
Oh, Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael's lovely.
He's so sweet.
He's darling.
He's so sweet. And so that was really exciting to have someone that thought
wanted
I was helpful and wanted to come back and talk to me again.
That's adorable. Yeah. And that was in your first week of...
Yeah.
Was that your first shift?
It was my first
up.
Face-to-face appointment, I think.
That's insane.
Yeah,
so you just
nice.
Hit it right out of the ballpark immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I just
yeah.
got my first repeating appointment. So
yearly.
I'm really excited about it. She's super cool, and I'm super stoked. But yeah, good for you.
First appointment. Kate, we just love Kate. That's all. What about you, Erin? Have you had goals in previous writing centers? Is that they changed since you've come here?
Yeah, so I have had goals as a professional staff member in a writing center for a few years, but I think what's really unique and special about the Equa Bowl is the way that goals are working across the board for everybody at the Equa Bowl. So tutors, admins, coordinators, everybody participates in goal setting, some of which will be collaborative, I think, for team-based goals. So that's exciting to see. So I think this emphasis on goals in my past professional experiences has really stayed at the admin level.
Okay,
but
yeah.
The fact that we're encouraging and engaging everybody in that process, I think, is really beneficial in terms of establishing professional expectations for everybody to grow from, and ultimately serves the Equa Bowl in terms of us achieving and learning more as we achieve goals. So for me personally, this year, my goal really is based on me being new, as well as based on the philosophy that I shared a little bit about. So for the sake of transparency, one of our core values, one of my goals is to learn everyone's name.
Nice.
So
lovely.
All, 80 Equablers, and to know at least one specific thing about each person.
Ooh, a little fun fact.
Interesting.
Yeah. So being here at Scrawl today, I think, is helping me to achieve that for our... So
yeah, how do you determine what is... the specific thing?
Well, I could say, Gia, Brendan, Kate H, Kate M, and they're all peer tutors, but that's too basic, obviously.
Right.
So something specific. For instance, this summer I got to work with about 20 Equablers who were on staff, and I feel like I know a few things about them. For instance,
sure.
Edward E, and he always has to drink at least 2 LaCroix every day before I have to say that. He went on a cool vacation and took the train a lot. Or, Gabby does gymnastics. So I've been able to learn some interesting, specific information about people, which I think helps me to connect and remember them and build rapport.
Yeah, that's a great goal. I think that my big problem when I was drafting my goals initially was that I thought they had to be these big, lofty how to tutor goals, but they can really be I know a lot of people will make them just being comfortable with APA is my entire goal. Or for Scrawl,
one of my goals, like when back in the day when I was a sophomore and Ryan McQueeny was here always leading the show, one of my goals was just to lead the show once and that was it. What about you, Brendan? What goals have you ever had?
You know, I for Skrull specifically, I've always wanted to get more outside guests onto the show. It's relatively easy for us to bring on equitable people just mm-hmm. because like they're they there. Feel beholden to us given yeah. the social
like,
contract.
Hey, you want
to
be on
we force you into coming
no.
in. Yeah.
yeah, like we can puppy dog eyes them and talk them on. Talk them on Slack, as the kids say.
Yeah.
But my other goal has to do with Writers Guild, which is oh, yeah. Always another thing that me and Kate do at the Writing Center. Kate H, mm-hmm. lovely and talented Kate H, which is just to bring more things that I'm working on into the Writers Guild. Yeah. I work at 14 East Magazine and publish stuff with them, and so just bringing in magazine stories as they come has always been a goal. Mm-hmm. I try to use the Writing Center. One of my goals has always been using the Writing Center more for my own writing.
Yeah, agree.
And it's definitely like just being a tutor has improved my writing, but actually making appointments, something that we totally can do and very
yeah.
much
should do. Yeah,
like,
that's
yeah,
a part of my goals
all the time, and I just don't do it enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, because we get booked up really fast.
Yeah,
it's I'm always like, oh, I got a paper due tomorrow. Maybe I could send it. No. You got to go weeks in advance of that. What about you, Gia? How's your goal?
Yeah,
tracking?
I actually pulled up my digitization because I couldn't.
That's
remember.
Cheating.
No, it isn't.
It's using resources.
It's using
okay,
my resources.
Fine.
Gosh. if you want to check out my digitization portfolio, it's Dwight Schrute themed. It's called Gia's Perfect and Schlagalkopulable Portfolio. give it a gander. But most of my goals revolve around just being an active member of the Equitable outside of tutoring, because I just feel that I owe a lot to this like program, and I want to be as like you know an active participating member and like contribute. So I have stuff like you know make some blog posts for like our blog, and I do have one that's you know bring in my own work and make an appointment with tutors here because. I don't do that enough and I have work all the time that I could definitely do. Yeah, and then the other ones are kind of just to improve on my own tutoring abilities. I have, you know, like focus, try to build rapport more, like focus on, you know, setting an agenda like first thing when we sit down and stuff. Just like reminding myself like specific things that'll make me a better tutor and help the writer get the most out of their appointment.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you. I think that is about all we have time for today. Unless there's any closing thoughts.
That's you can't just like ask.
Happy
fall,
everyone.
Got any thoughts, everybody?
Got any thoughts?
Happy fall.
This general topic that I just thought of.
Happy fall.
Well, thank you so much to both our new Equiblers for coming.
Thank you for
having
us.
Happy to have you. Yeah, it was nice.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. It's always nice to get to touch base with like basically where we started from, right?
Our roots.
Yeah, started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Skrull Nation. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. 11 o'clock Friday mornings at Radio DePaul, your college connection. Here is Ice Ice Baby to take us home. Please enjoy.
Stop, collaborate, and listen.
VIP. Let's kick it. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid. Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice, baby.